Ahmadinejad in Iran and Putin in Russia, suddenly this relationship that had been building for a while took an entirely new leap forward. And Putin became the first Russian leader in history to specifically go to Tehran, not for a summit with other leaders, but to specifically build an alliance with Iran, with Ahmadinejad and the current supreme leader of Iran, the Ayatollah Khamenei. This is extraordinary because we've never seen it happen. This prophecy is more than 2,500 years old, and people for centuries said, you've got to be kidding me. You don't really think that's going to happen, do you? I mean, if there's any evidence that the Bible has no idea what they're talking about, it would be the idea of Russia forming an alliance with Iran. Ain't going to happen. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not at this juncture. Not at any juncture. But here we are. Here we are. Now, the next country mentioned is the nation of Cush. Now, some of your Bibles will translate that as Ethiopia, but the Hebrew word is Cush, which is the upper Nile region of northeast Africa. And so it's the country we today call Sudan. It certainly includes, most likely, part or all of the country we know as Ethiopia. But Cush is the country, the territory we now know as Sudan. Well, this is interesting because Sudan and Iran are sitting right next to each other in the Bible as part of this alliance with Russia. This is curious because there's been no historic connection between Iran and Sudan. Iran is a nation of Persians. It's a different ethnicity than the Arabs who control Sudan. Moreover, Persians, Iranians, are Shia Muslims. And the Sudanese are Sunni Muslims. That's difficult, I understand, for many of us to understand the differences. But believe me, the Sunnis and the Shiites have hated each other and warred against each other for the last 14 centuries. So there's no historic obviousness that the Arab Sunni Muslims of Sudan would ever form an alliance with the Shia Persian Muslims of Iran. But the Bible says they will be in a league together. He sets them right next to each other with Russia. And in fact, both of these countries have formed alliances with Russia. Putin and now Russian President Medvedev, they are selling billions and billions of dollars worth of arms to both of these countries.